Hello, I am Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. Today, we have a very special equinox practice, and we are focusing on real balance, not just in our relationships, but most importantly within ourselves. So whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere welcoming in the beautiful fall equinox, or stepping into spring down south, today's practice is all about finding balance within this particularly powerful energetic shift. Since we are in Libra season and eclipse season, the energy is getting us to look at where we can create balance. And the South Node is guiding us to release old relationship dynamics that no longer serve us. Just to add to all of the goodness, we have a Master 22 day coming right on the equinox, and that amplifies our ability to build lasting connections. There is so much perfect realignment in this moment. So if that all sounds good to you, let's jump into this episode and connect this energy as a team. Let's go. Welcome into your fall equinox practice today. I am so excited to be here. And I just want to say, I know that I've said it's fall, but of course it's the spring equinox if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. And this isn't a seasonal practice today. We're thinking about the equinox in terms of balance. And why am I doing this? Well, it's because of where it falls in the calendar. So this September equinox always falls in Libra season, which is about relationships, harmony, justice. But this year, because of the eclipses, it also falls opposite the South Node, which invites us to release old patterns. So the South Node is the place that we're leaving behind, and the North Node, like the North Star, this is how I always remember it, is the place we're walking to. I want to try and give you a little bit more context without getting bogged down in astrology, but eclipses happen on an 18-month axis, and we are coming to the end of the Libra Aries axis right now. We're walking into Pisces Virgo. And this has been this last sort of, we're coming to the end of it now. There'll be one more Aries eclipse in March. But it's very much been a journey about relationships and self and how we see ourselves in a community and how we can, we've gone from a kind of team atmosphere to how I am with and have my sovereignty within a team, which when you look around at politics today is like very, seems very divisive. But without getting bogged down into that and without getting bogged down into the astrology, I just want to say this is a once in an 18 year opportunity. And actually, as I'm not an astrologer, I can't even tell you completely whether we will be back at this exact degree point in 18 years, or if it will shift slightly. So the flavour will always be different, of course. But what's also incredible about this equinox is that it falls on the 22nd of September. 22 is considered a master number in numerology. There is 11, so 1-1 and 22. And you never change a 22. Like you'd never drop them down. So you'd never be like 2-2 adds up to 4. 22 is considered a sacred number. Everything is amplified. Everything is good. It's considered an angel number. So the fact that the equinox, this equal day to night, falls on the 22nd, and I want to say that this isn't rare. It usually falls 21st, 22nd or 23rd. So you've got a 1 in 3 chance that it would happen. But it's happening on the year where we are opposite our South Node, where we get to leave the relationships that aren't causing, that aren't balanced, that aren't harmonious, and we get to experience and amplify and manifest the relationships that are. It has so much to do with the power of balance. When we are in out, I mean, I've got my head in my hands when I say this. When we are in out of balance relationships, we're really going against nature. We should all have a voice. Even if you feel like the smallest member of your tribe, you're the dishwasher in the restaurant, you should still have a voice. Like, why would, you are so magical and important just as you are, that even if you're not the big leader, the big boss, your voice is as important as the big boss's. The big boss just might get to make the decisions for what works for all. But if your voice can never be heard, like, that's such a denial of your human rights. And at some stage, you will feel that deeply. But the power of balance isn't just about those who aren't heard. The power of balance is also about when you are taking too much. So let's think about that in terms of leaders as well. When you are taking too much and giving too little, I can think of a few big CEOs that are in our popular culture who are living incredible lives and then paying their staff tiny amounts of money and saying things, or like not doing healthcare, less of a thing in parts of Europe and Canada, but a big thing in the States. If you have so much and you continue to take so much, again, you are out of nature. It's just the other flip to the other way. This eclipse is shaking up our power dynamics, and it's really asking us who have the ability to say no to relationships that aren't in balance to do so. Not everyone has this privilege, I get that. But most people sitting on this podcast are thinking and looking at how they can take the position that they're in and make it better for themselves and for others. This is a really beautiful and meaningful equinox for you. So that is why we're doing today's energy practice, and really, like, the three key concepts I'd keep in mind as you go through today's practice is the power of balance, the idea of this master number 22, the fact that this equinox is being blessed with extra potent practical wisdom, building something that lasts. It wants you to manifest something that is going to be long lasting. Yeah, like this sort of idea of progressing the individual's manifestation, you know, from the idea of one to the idea of two. And of course, this south node aspect. The south is behind you. It's what you're leaving behind. You're always walking towards your north star. So as you move through today's practice, bear those three concepts in mind. That's what this practice has been built around. But as you get to the end, if you have the opportunity to reflect, to journal, to note down, think about how your relationships have, or maybe not even think about how your relationships have changed, to think about your relationships over the last 6 months and whether they have felt authentic to you and what would need to change for them to feel authentic. And if your relationships have felt authentic, how can you be giving more and teaching more or being of service more? How can you even amplify this? Like, 22 is always about the amplification. Perhaps this isn't about the journey of change for you, but the journey of how do I bring the goodness I've created in my life to other people or other animals or other, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. Like, how can you create more positivity from the good whole place that you're at right now? And I know that I've said it's in the last 6 months, but I always like to give this reference point as well. The nodes were last in this position 18 years ago. If there is something that happened to you 18 years ago that feels like it's coming back around, or that you feel emotionally, energetically, you are coming back to it. And to be quite honest with you, I say this because I feel this. I felt a lot of the astrology lately because I'm 40. So what was happening for me 18 years ago, 22, is I'm getting into the workforce and I'm now at a different place in a business I've started for myself. So I'm really looking at how I am of service, how my relationships are in balance, where I have taken too much, and also where I have not taken enough. So looking at that from the 18-year standpoint, also from the 9-year standpoint, that's the halfway go round of the wheel. And the last 6 months, that's the last set of eclipses. And I know the eclipses are not tied to the equinoxes or the solstices, but we are in this slightly rarer moment where we have eclipses over the equinox. In fact, this is right. So we've got one on the 17th, and this episode comes out on the 18th, and the equinox is actually on the 22nd, all of September. And then the next eclipse is on the 2nd of October. When these things happen, when you have like a cluster of events, they are working for you. And again, I've said this, I think I said it in the September energy update episode. The more challenging an aspect is, the greater the gift it will bestow upon you if you work through the quagmire of it all. I'm currently recording this on the 14th of September, which is one of the most beautiful days of the year. Full of, like, it's got beautiful numerology. Again, it's a Master 22 day, and it has really beautiful astrology tied to it as well. And many people think that today, the 14th, is the turning point, the positive shift that will motivate you through the eclipses, through the equinox. But what I see the equinox doing is it gives you a moment to recalibrate and balance right almost in the middle, right in the middle of the eclipses. It comes 5 days after the first and nine days before the second. And to have a balancing moment in the eclipses is so rare. Eclipses are basically loco. They're like cray cray. They are, if you've got particularly large placements around them, they could be truly life-changing for you. So to have an eclipse now where the Pisces one's been kind of gentle, obviously we're not quite there yet, so I'm predicting things here, but it's been gentle on the whole. Emotional, deep, cleansing, but gentle. And then you have this beautiful eclipse energy, which is also sitting on a master number. The universe is asking you to do some good here. The universe is giving you breathing room over what are quite challenging aspects. Like, frankly, full moons and new moons can be super challenging even without the eclipses. And the first moon, the Pisces full moon, the lunar eclipse is a super moon, which means that the moon is going to be even closer to the Earth. So the gravitational pull would be greater. You know, you can see things like flooding and stuff over moments like that. And that's not woo-woo witch magic. That is like the moon's gravitational pull affecting our tides. So all of this to say, you've got this wonderful Pisces lunar eclipse 5 days before this balancing, magical numbered equinox. Do this practice more than once. create balance. In fact, if you're having a really testy eclipse time, even more reason to lean into this energy practice and create balance and harmony, equilibrium in your body, and to really dig deep as into why these relationships feel out of whack. Okay, let's dig in. Let's start by making sure that we are really comfortable and really ready for today's energy practice. I like to do these practices seated, where I can feel my spine engage fully, but it also works beautifully lying down. And I can already feel the third eye opening up. So we are going to spend just a moment with our palms facing up, regardless of whether you're lying down or sitting down, palms face up. Breathe in, see if you can move the breath down past the chest. Amazing. And now gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. And as you do so, bring your point of focus to that part between the brows. It should make you feel like you're going cross-eyed. It's definitely unusual, but bring your focus there now. This is your third eye. And since we're being guided to allow this part of our energy body to open up first, let's engage and let's focus. So good. Now let's really find our breath. Let's roll our shoulders back. Let's become aware of where our breath is moving to in our body. Is it staying in our chest? Is it moving into our ribs? Are we able to feel our soft belly gently move? And now let's start to take our inhales together. Breathing in for a count of four and breathing out for a count of four. Let's breathe in now. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. And exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Inhale. Two, three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Continuing breathing at that rhythm, slow and balanced. Still feeling that third eye fully switched on, tingling, aware. You're doing a really good job with that breath. See if you can keep inviting in more opportunities to find that equilibrium, the balance of the inhale to the exhale. And in the same way, we will explore balance in our relationships. within ourselves and with those around us throughout this practice today. Bring yourself towards my voice, letting your third eye tingle, vibrate, switch on, and doing your best to keep your breath even and balanced. But as you move towards my voice, let's start to reflect on the patterns we have been engaging in our relationships. Over the last 6 months, where have you felt overextended? Are you expecting too much from yourself? Are you expecting too much from others? And if so, what are you giving in return? Breathe into this one. How are your relationships with others a mirror of your relationship with yourself? Let the answers fall with as little judgment as possible. If you feel your body constrict, simply breathe into that space, allowing the energy to move. This equinox, we are the lucky recipients of South Node energy. South Node energy is the release. And in Libra, it spells the letting go of past relationship dynamics that no longer serve us. So now, review your old patterns. Codependency, self-sacrifice, people-pleasing. And perhaps there is simply one pattern, or maybe there are more than one that you can feel in your body. Old energy, perhaps stagnant energy, perhaps a tight shoulder, perhaps tightness in your chest. And feel this energy as you accept that you are no longer party to these old dynamics. Let the energy flow out of your body. Like water moving through a stream, this energy is simply returning to the universe to be reused again, as it should be, and it won't hold you back or weigh you down. It is just perfect equilibrium. You are restoring nature's balance by letting go of this old pattern. Now allow a blue light to move through this energy flow, fully healing and restoring your body, emotional, physical, and even how you view the past. Now, wherever your attention has been, wherever you have been breathing new energy into your body, new breath, new prana, focus on the heart. Imagine the vibration of the heart space, like the glow of a light, or simply like a huge well, a huge feeling. Now within this heart space, anything is possible. So let's set a new intention for how you want to show up in relationships moving forward. Let your mind play around balance and seeing yourself as mutually supported. Imagine relationships that are grounded, healthy, and with respect for both parties.
So beautiful.
Let that happiness, let that possibility fill you up. And now say to yourself, I create and maintain relationships that nourish both me and others equally. One more time. I create and maintain relationships that nourish both me and others equally. As we start to move towards the final moments of today's equinox energy practice, let's affirm together, as the day and the night stand in perfect balance, I too find balance within myself and in all of my relationships. I release back to the earth what no longer serves me and open myself to connections that honor and uplift my authentic self. You can now start to bring movement back to your body. This is an amazing moment to make some short-term goals. Ways in which you want to create balanced, harmonious relationships between now and the solstice in December. This is about 12 weeks to really plant this action into your life, to really move the energy from a passive practice into something that can make your life bloom and blossom. Not every equinox has the benefit of this south node aspect. Lean in. End the relationships that no longer serve you, whether that is too much time on your phone, not enough time with your friends. It doesn't need to be grandiose. This can be the smallest shift that makes a dramatic difference. But it is time to find more authentic and balanced relationships. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. As always, it is amazing if you could like, subscribe, review the podcast, or simply share this episode with somebody you know who will love it. Every time you support us, we grow the community and we get to continue to do this good work, keeping it at price points that are really, really healthy, or like the podcast is completely free. So thank you for being here with me. Thank you for practicing with me. Let me know if this practice benefits you or what amazing things came up. You can always reach me, hello@spiritualmixtape.com. Until next week, see you then. Happy equinox.